We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Welcome to the Roto Grinders Morning Grind Podcast. I'm your host, Stevie TPFL. It's Thursday. It is March 18th. It's 2021, and we have six NBA games to talk about here on today's slate. I'm joined by the one of the hottest live qualifier finalists in the industry, Dre. What's happening, my man?
What's going on, Stevie? How's everything going?
It's peachy, man. Like, what else? What else is there to, you know, talk about? It's peachy.
Yeah, I feel you. Definitely. Yeah, I'm just happy to be here myself, you know, and hopefully I can, you know, have a better night than I'm having tonight. But, you know, you got to have those nights, have those good nights.
Are you okay? There is no way you're going to come on here and complain about having a bad night. What have you won? Like three tickets in the last like 4 or 5 days?
Yeah. Definitely. It was like three tickets in the past like 5 days. It's unbelievable. I wasn't expecting that. I was expecting that to happen, but I just got lucky, I guess, with putting the right lineups in the right spots, and it just all hit and came together correctly.
All right. You guys know Dre is Drizzy26 over there on FanDuel, plays a lot on FanDuel. We're going to break down this slate. We got six games. Before we do that, we are brought to you guys by Monkey Knife Fight. We got an awesome promo going on with Monkey Knife Fight right now. We got a Bracket Mania posted, sponsored by Monkey Knife Fight. The link will be in the podcast description. I filled out my bracket today. I did two brackets. I did the company one that we always do, and I did the Monkey Mania one. Have you done it yet, Dre? Have you filled out your bracket?
No, I haven't yet. I'm going to be doing a lot of research tonight and get it in by this evening. So hopefully I can. I'm used to be good at those things actually when I was in like high school, but then haven't done one in a while, so it's gonna be a little bit.
Then you started researching too much. That's how you get bad at those things. No. Mm-hmm. So make sure you guys are checking that out. We got $2,500 in prizes. Awesome, free to play, free premium for the top 25 finishers. So make sure you guys are checking that out. Like I said, I filled out my bracket, and Gonzaga, that's who I got. That's my winner there. I got Gonzaga. So there you go. If they lose, you know I'm out. So let's get into it. We got six games to talk about here in the NBA streets. We start with Utah at Washington. No total in this game. It is a back-to-back for Washington, so we'll be waiting on injury news, see if Westbrook and Beal and these guys are playing on the second end. And then on the Utah side, Mike Conley's out. So obviously something to note there. Dre, let's start with the Utah side. What do you like here for the Jazz?
I know this is going to be a good game environment as far as fast pace up and down. So I definitely like Donovan Mitchell and Jordan Clarkson a lot. And I can't forget about Joe Ingles. Those are like my three top targets, especially now with Mike Conley being out. A little bit of Bogdanovich too. Not really so much though. As his price being like $5,900, but I like Joe Ingles at a like much cheaper price, and he tends to do better when Mike Conley's out. Also, I really, really, really do like Gobert a lot today too. I think he might be someone that we might have to put a bit ahead of everyone else, most centers tonight. But we have to see, you know, how everything else shakes out, because there's a deep center slate from what I looked at earlier.
Yeah, we got Vooch at New York, Cat against Phoenix. Like you mentioned, Gobert here at Washington. We'll have to wait and see on the news for Atlanta. You know, definitely a lot of spots that we're potentially looking at here for center. So, yeah, I think Mike Conley being out is somewhat interesting here for the Jazz. Mitchell is kind of expensive, but it's a great matchup against Washington. You know, we like Joe Ingles when he gets to play like a point guard role, and maybe he gets like second team usage, point guard role type of minutes in this one, because they don't really have like a third backup point guard. Like it's Ingles. That's what the Jazz use him for. So I think he could have some, you know, solid usage with that second unit. What are we looking at here for the Wizards?
Also, hold on, one more play too. This is a FanDuel play, I think specific, that it might be like a good GPP play, is Royce O'Neal, just because of the turnovers, because I think Russell Westbrook and be going to play tomorrow on a back-to-back, but the turnovers amount that, you know, Russell Westbrook has per game is tend to be really high, so Royce O'Neal could pick up a lot of steals in that game and a lot of blocks, so that's one sneaky GPP play, I would say, from that side. But from the Washington perspective, it's only two players I would consider, and that's just Russell Westbrook and Bradley Beal. More so probably Westbrook, because Beal's been on a little bit of a cold streak, but just from like watching the games and seeing how things are going, Westbrook has been more aggressive by far than Bradley Beal lately, which is a little bit surprising to me. And I have to look into it a little bit more. I just want to see if they're staggering in minutes or not, because I don't think that they are as much as they were probably at the beginning of the season.
Yeah, like, obviously I want to see if both these guys are going to play and what comes out news-wise, you know, from the Washington game on Wednesday night. We're recording, and the game's done. Like, it finished before we started. It was a really close game, like right down to the wire type of game. Westbrook had another good game. Alex Lynn played 24 minutes in the game, had a decent game. Like, you're really kind of flirting with him, but we're all in NATO. 27 minutes. That's definitely something to continue to pay attention to when it comes to Washington, because he is cheap. So he's someone that's super interesting if he's going to get those type of minutes. So that's something that we'll be paying attention to. OKC at Atlanta. No total in this game because half the team for both sides is questionable. Baisley's out. Dort's questionable. Hill's out. Maldon's questionable. Capella's questionable. Dunn's out. Hunter is out. Reddish is out. Let's start with the Thunder. You know, the other night, Moses Brown absolutely crushed for us. Al Horford's going to be back in this game. You know, Baisley's still out, but Al Horford out. What are we looking at here for the Thunder?
Yeah, I really wish Moses Brown was playing and starting today. He had a phenomenal night last time out. On the Thunder, it's just like with all the – it depends on how the news shakes out, because a lot of injuries playing a factor. But on DK, looking at the price of Shai, he's at 9K now. That's a little bit expensive to be paying for Shai, but the matchup is good, and he has a – potential. We all know he has the upside, but – I would see, you know, if that's something we want to consider playing, maybe like in like GPPs, definitely as a deep flyer. And this Al Horford, he's at 6,300, and depending on the center situation, because if Atlanta is without Capella, then it should be open season for Al Horford if he gets the allotted minutes. But other than that, I think that's everything else from that side that I could pick from OKC.
yeah, gosh, like SGA is always a guy that's going to get the usage for this team. It's just he's 9K. And, like, what justifies his price? Like, one good game against the Spurs the other night. Like, he really hasn't had, like, too many stellar games. Like, he's gone for over 50 in two of the matchups against the Spurs in the last eight games. But outside of that, like, he had a 45 against Dallas. Like, I just – the 9K price tag is tough to swallow when you're looking at him. And he's had some good matchups. He faced Atlanta. He shot 9 for 16. He had a decent game, put up 40 fantasy – or 38 and 0.75 fantasy points. It's just – overall, I think that when you're looking at the Thunder, there's so many moving pieces for this team right now that it's just tough to kind of figure out where you want to end up. If Maldon doesn't play, Ty Jerome's super interesting. He's going to get minutes. He's 4,300. He's just super interesting. But outside of that, man, like, do we keep taking shots on Kendrick Williams, hoping he's going to play? Maybe. If Dort doesn't play, maybe.
Yeah, maybe, but I also thought about it. What about Svig? Is Svig supposed to be active and back this game? Because if he is, if he's going to play around like 27 minutes or 25, 27 minutes at 3,500 on DK, he might be a good play, especially if Melodon is out.
Yeah, so I don't know. I think he's not on the injury report. They said that there's a good chance that he's going to be available to make his debut in this game. So I think Civi plays, and like, that's another mouth to feed. Like, so maybe Ty Jerome isn't as great. Like, you know, there's so many moving pieces here with the Thunder. I like that call though. 3,500. He makes a ton of sense.
Yeah, definitely, for sure.
Let's talk about the Atlanta side. A lot of question marks here. What are we looking at here for the Hawks?
I mean, you get Trae Young on DK at 9.9. And I think he's like 8.8 on FanDuel from when I looked at it earlier today. That's if he should just be played on him, just play him on FanDuel. He's too good of a play. He's too cheap and underpriced for this matchup. He can easily smash on DK. He's a little bit overpriced in my opinion, but he can still have the upside in this matchup too, but I don't know also how close this game is going to be. But also, barring if Capella's out, then it might be close. But also, if Capella is out, since I was on that topic now, I like Kevin Herter a lot, and I like Danilo Gallinari. Those are two players I like heavy a lot, especially if Capella's out tomorrow. They get this, obviously, see an uptick in usage and minutes, and they're already playing a lot of minutes right to begin with. But it's just a perfect spot for them, especially against the OKC Thunder. That's pretty much what I like from that team. I can't get on Bogdanovich yet. I think he's just not playing enough minutes to be valuable yet. Even at 4,100, you could still see it maybe an upside, but I don't think he's there yet.
Man, Gallinari, like, we finally got to see like a ceiling game from him. Like, we've been kind of flirting around. You know, he had that big game against Orlando right before the All-Star break where they gave him the minutes, and then they came back and like they had a really close game with Toronto. They had two games that like weren't very close, and then the Houston game was close until the very end. So I think like if you expect this game to stay close, Gallinari, like, he has massive amount of upside here for 6,100, and it's about time. You're definitely going to be paying attention to the Capella news. It's huge news. Like, Capella being in or out is huge news on this slate. So pay attention to that. We move on here. We got Orlando at New York. No total in this game. Cole Anthony's out. Ennis is out. Fultz is out. Isaac's out. Ross is questionable, AG is questionable, and Fournier questionable. So three of the main pieces on this offense are questionable. And then on the New York side, Peyton's doubtful, Quickley's questionable, Rivers is out, Robinson's out, and Rose is out. Let's start with the Magic. Yes, we're gonna try to break this thing down the night before.
First of all, I forgot Stevie, one more play from Atlanta.
Oh, okay.
John Collins. I didn't bring up John Collins. I know you're not a big fan of him and playing him, but he at 7,200 and 7,500 on the respective sites, he can definitely be a great GPP play and a great upside play, especially if Capella sits.
There you go, John Collins. Listen, he's okay. Like, especially if Capella's out, like, he's okay. I can get behind him.
All right, this has to throw him out there. I know you know you're not the biggest. Okay,
now you get to talk about my Orlando Magic.
Yeah, now the Magic, New York is a tough matchup. Definitely like Vucevic a lot. This should be no one to hold him to stop him. If Aaron Gordon plays, I think for the minutes he's playing around what 22, 25 minutes right now, and they're easing him back in at 6,600 on DK. I think it's a little bit too expensive, and a little bit out of the price range because you're not going to be able to get the ceiling that he can potentially have. Michael Carter Williams too, 5'7", it's a little bit too high, even though it can be a great price today. And then depending on, just waiting on everything shakes out is going to really determine everything. If Fournier sits and Aaron Gordon sits, though, Terrence Ross becomes a great play, even at 6,700 is a little bit expensive to pay for him, I know. But that upside and the amount of shots he's going to take is just going to be out of this world. So I like that if both of them sit. But if they're all in, then it's just really more so Vucevic for me, and maybe Evan Fournier, and a little bit of Michael Carter Williams in tournaments, but not really so much.
Listen, I've gotten to the point where I'm just not playing anybody besides Vooch at this point. Like, and I'm a Magic fan. I watch the games, and like even at 10-1, Vooch is questionable. Like, he's a guy in games that he shows up and he wants to shoot, he'll shoot 25 times and he has 60 plus point upside. The games that he is just like, all right, like those are the types of games that like he just crushes you because he puts up, 15 to 18 shots and he puts up 40 to 50 fantasy points, and 50 is okay at 10K, but it's not like
it's not enough on this slate.
It's not enough. Even on like a 6-game slate where raw points are going to matter a little bit on this slate, but at 10K, you're going to need 60. Like, you're just going to need 60, and Vooch can get 60 if Fournier sits, if Ross sits, if AG sits. All right, then we can look at stuff. We can look at Dwayne Bacon. We look at Michael Carter-Williams. We can start looking at some of these guys. But you're going to have to be paying attention to the news. And then you go to the other side of this game. You got the Knicks, where they might not have a point guard. Like, realistically, everybody might be out, and like Frankie Ntilikina might play 50 minutes. All joking aside, he would have to play a lot of minutes in this game if Quickley's out. If Quickley's out, like, who else like kind of plays point guard here? It would be Ntilikina, right? Like, he would be the guy.
It'd be Ntilikina. Alex Berg actually played a lot of point guard too. In the last game against Philadelphia. So I think he would be the initial probably starting point guard, and then Ntilikina will come off the bench. I still don't think Tom Thibodeau likes Ntilikina. If he has to play him, he will, but I think they also might give him a little bit more ball handling duties to RJ Barrett, especially if all those other point guards are out. So it really is going to be a tricky situation. I would just pay attention to the news for that and see what happens, but if all the guards are out, I definitely like Alex Burks. Ntilikina, like you said, the minutes are going to, he's going to have to play the minutes, but I don't know how many minutes he's going to play. I can see maybe solid 15, maybe 20, but also at that price, at 3,000, a mid price, he can have like 20, 25 fantasy points in that type of matchup. So it just really depends on the situation and how the news shakes out with that. I can't get behind playing Julius. I mean, it's hard to say that I can't get behind playing Julius Randle, but 10K, that's a steep price. I never thought I would see the day with Julius Randle's 10K.
It might not be enough. Like, the usage is insane for Julius Randle right now, over 50 fantasy points in four of the last five games. And the game that he didn't was against Milwaukee and they got stomped. So, like, Randle, his usage is just nuts right now. The other night against Brooklyn, he took 27 shots. The first time these two teams have played twice this season. He has averaged 19 shots a game in those two games. So it's like, all right, it's kind of like right on that right on that verge. Like Vooch and Randall, if you get like a super competitive game, could each both go crazy in this one. So I think those are the guys that you're potentially looking at in this one. On the New York side, like, you're obviously going to be paying attention to like who's going to be active playing point guard. I think that's huge. If Quickly plays at 6,300, I don't know. The ankle bothers me. He gets 10 minutes in the game and the ankle gets sore. They're going to let him keep going. This is a guy they've handled with kid gloves all year. I don't know. I don't even know. Like, at 6,300, is he going to beat me? Like, that's kind of what I'm looking at with Quickly.
Yeah, I don't think so. I don't think he'll beat you at 6,300. I think his price is, especially on DK, I think it's maybe a little bit high. But but you never know. But I highly doubt it. I highly doubt it. I like other options and other guard options in the later games that are going to be a lot more of a faster pace and a lot more upside too.
New Orleans at Portland. All right, we go from like 7:30 games to like 10 o'clock games. So we're going to have like a huge gap in between the six games. Like, there's three early, three late. That's fun as far as like the sweat goes. I'll be sleeping by the time these 10 o'clock games get over. New Orleans at Portland, 241 total. Portland favored by one. Reddick's out. Collins and Nurkic are out. Same suspects here. We'll start with New Orleans. What do you like here for the Pelicans?
This might be my favorite game to stack on the whole slate. I love like Lonzo Ball, Eric Bledsoe, Brandon Ingram, Zion, Josh Hart. Like, those are the key players I'm targeting from this team. And even just from watching the game when they played last time, Nikhil Alexander-Walker at 4,200, he got hot from the field in the same matchup. I wouldn't be surprised if they try to put him in the game again, especially playing more minutes, and see how, especially with JJ Redick out, he's going to probably play, I'll probably say 20, 25 minutes. He can definitely be a sleeper GPPs and win you a tournament, especially if he's getting hot from the field and he's just lighting it up from three, which pretty much happened last game. But yeah, those are like the key main pieces. I love Zion today. There's no way around that. Brandon Ingram at 8,100 is too cheap in this matchup for his upside, in my opinion. I think he's almost a guarantee, like 40 to 45 minimum. And you can even throw Steven Adams in there if you want to, but I'm not the hugest fan of him. I'd rather go with the other guys and play also Josh Hart, who you know is going to also get a lot more minutes too with JJ Redick being out too. So those are like the main pieces I like from that side.
You know, like, Zion's always the guy that I'm super interested in here, and the fact that he's had a couple bad games recently makes him even more interesting. Like, this game was super competitive the other night. He had a decent game and put up 47 fantasy points. I think this is the type of matchup that it's just going to be an absolute shootout again. And the fact that, like, Zion has the ceiling that he has, like, he has to be in consideration. I don't think you play Brandon Ingram and Zion together, but I definitely could see playing one or the other in this spot. And, you know, I talked about Lonzo Ball the other day and he had a great game. I'm not patting myself on the back, but I definitely think he is someone you could look at in large field tournaments. Again, this is the same matchup. Portland is just not a team that's playing a ton of defense. And then we go to the Portland side and CJ McCollum came back and played 26 minutes. Oh, was I wrong? Here's the other end of patting yourself on the back. Like, I said, I would be shocked if CJ McCollum played more than 18 minutes. He played 26. I'm not even going to guess here what we're looking at. He came off of a broken foot and played 26 minutes. I wouldn't be shocked if he played 26, 27, 28, 30, 15. What are your thoughts here on Portland?
Yeah, it's kind of hard, to gauge CJ McCollum. Him specifically, with his price being at 7,400 on DraftKings, I think he's like 85 on FanDuel. I can't get behind it just because I don't know. Like, unless you want to take that chance and shot in the dark, yes, on GPPs, but I can't get behind it just for the simple fact of you don't know what you're going to get. You don't know the minutes. He's still coming off that, like you said, would come off the broken foot. It could be any, he could play anything, and or he could you know, want, they might want to ease him in. He could have some pain. It could rest him. If, so it's just a number of different options that could happen depending on the slate and also how he performs. How he's feeling, I should say. Sorry. But, like, the only person I could play from Portland, and this is a stretch, but it's not really a stretch, is Damian Lillard. Like, 11K is a lot to pay for him, but he's proven why time and time again he is worth that price. Just outperforming it, especially in this matchup that's going to be super competitive and super fast and up-tempo. And also, Robert Covington, he's still – I was worried about the minutes, but he's still getting the minutes. He's playing 37 – he played 37 minutes last time against New Orleans. So, in this matchup, I liked it again for him. And at 6,100, he's also a good price to play, too.
Oh, man. I just – like, Lillard – again, I was super wrong. I was like, oh, McCollum's coming back. Can't play Lillard at 10-8, and then he went for 75. These are the types of games that he gets up for. I am still worried, like I was the other day, about Lillard with McCollum back just in general at 11K. I don't know, man. I can't do it. I want to, and I know the ceiling's there, but I feel like people are going to chase the 75-point game. And he could go absolutely bonkers in this spot again. But, man, if I get like a 45-point night from him, I'm so ahead of the field.
True, true. But I also don't think he's going to be owned a lot because he's 11K. I think everyone's going to probably try to go to like the LeBrons of the world and go to maybe like Chris Paul, who's also in a good matchup, and maybe Kat. I feel like Lillard's going to be like the lower owner out of the studs because of the price alone, because like you said, it's a 6-game slate and role points are going to matter more, and yeah, they're going to see the 75-point fantasy point game, but I just can't see that when they know that there's a lot of easier matchups. You know, I guess we'll have to just see how everyone else thinks about it.
Oh, Lillard,
he's tricky.
Like, he's easily going to break the slate or just kind of do okay. And, like, I'm a tournament dude. I play one tournament lineup a night most nights. And, like, if he beats me, he beats me. I move on to the next night. If he doesn't, I'm ahead of the field. And I think taking a stand on him is nice. But if I'm taking a stand on him, I got to be looking elsewhere a little bit. You mentioned Covington. I think Covington's super interesting, even at 6,100. And, man, dare I say take a shot on CJ McCollum. I'm so shocked he played 70, like he played 26 minutes the other night. Maybe we wait one more game. Yeah.
I think if you're going to play him on DraftKings at that price. But on FanDuel, I think it's like 8,500. He's out of play for me over there. But on DraftKings, I could definitely see, yes, taking a shot over there on him for sure.
Moving on, we got Minnesota at Phoenix, 228 total. Phoenix favored by 10.5. Beasley's out, Culver's doubtful, McCollum's out, Russell's out, Cam Johnson's out, and Nader's questionable on the Phoenix side. Is there anything that stands out to you here for Minnesota?
No. Only person I would consider playing on Minnesota, honestly, is probably Kat, just because the matchup should be good for him against Ayton, but that's really about it. I can't see myself playing no one else. Anthony Edwards is a little bit priced up for me in this matchup at 7,100, and the defense is going to be pretty good, but the minutes and the shots are going to be there, so those are the only two players I would consider. Maybe even get a little bit of splash of Ricky Rubio because he's playing the minutes and playing heavy minutes, but those are like the main three people I can see myself getting behind in this game.
Yeah, I don't think this game stays close. I think that's the biggest thing for me. And I think the only guy that I have someone interested in is Jalen Noel. And his interest is even kind of slim for me because I don't know. I think he plays, right? Like, he played 28 minutes last Thursday against New Orleans in a 30-point game. I think he plays no matter what. And yeah, if that happens, like,
yeah, he's what I like to call blowout proof. So he'll play regardless whether it's a close game or it's not a close game. And his price has come up on DraftKings, but yeah, I still think he's in play for sure because of that reason alone.
Phoenix, man, like, usually we're so excited to play teams against Minnesota. If this game somewhat stays close, Phoenix could have big games here, especially because like Booker and Paul are both under 8K.
Yes, definitely. Chris Paul is definitely like the main player I want to try to get into like a lot of my lineups, even though he's a little bit expensive, but he's worth it with the upside he can put out in a short amount of time just for them to get the win against this game. And Booker too, under 8K, like you said, he's always worth the shot just because we know what he can do. His upside is limitless. So those are the main two pieces I can see myself going with on this team. Like you said, I don't think it's going to be close, so it's kind of hard to want to take other pieces from this game. Maybe maybe even someone like Saric a little bit, but I that's about it. If anyone else, I would go with. Other than that, I can't see myself getting behind anyone else on Phoenix.
And like even at him, like you're using a center spot for him on DraftKings, so it's like I don't even know if I could do that on DK because it's just using that center spot on a guy that could potentially play 20 minutes and put up 20 fantasy points. It's just tough. This is a tough one. I think like if you're taking shots on Towns or Edwards or any of those guys on Minnesota, run it back with a Chris Paul, run it back with a Booker. Hope the game stays close overall. You get that close game and you get the ceiling of Booker and Paul under 8K against Minnesota.
Yes, definitely. That's the easiest way to do it for sure.
And take Phoenix plus 10.5 if you're doing that, because that's what you're hoping for if that happens. We finish it out with Charlotte at LA taking on the Lakers, 227.5 total. Lakers favored by 6.5 in this game. No injury report for Charlotte, so we'll wait and see if there's any news that comes out there. Doubt it happens. Caruso's out, AD's out, Dudley's out, and Gasol's out for the Lakers. What are we looking at here for the Hornets?
Hornets, LaMelo Ball, Terry Rozier, Gordon Hayward, and PJ Washington. Those are the main players. Like, to me, you should have at least one of those players in your lineup. Like, this game against the Lakers, I think it's going to be competitive. It's going to be close to the end. And I really honestly, I know LaMelo's expensive at 83 a little bit, but I like the price. I like the upside. I like going even with like a little bit of a game stack with like LaMelo, Terry, and then running it back with like a LeBron or even like a Harrell. This game is going to be probably, I feel like everyone's going to be trying to target this game a lot, but for good reason. It's the most competitive game on the slate, probably the best game on the slate next to the New Orleans game. But like LaMelo and Terry, to me, those are just the two great plays, and along with Gordon Hayward for sure as like top plays, and then PJ Washington as a secondary.
Gordon Hayward, man, always like playing him. I think I'm going to continue to take a stand on LaMelo for a couple more games, because in a couple more games, he's going to be cheap enough that we can start playing him again. But like he makes me a little nervous here. Like, it is the second end of a back-to-back, and maybe they sit Graham on the second end of a back-to-back after coming off injury, and you can take more shots on LaMelo, but they're getting crushed by Denver right now. So we'll have to kind of wait and see how that kind of plays out, but pay attention. Obviously, like, Graham's coming off of an injury where he was out for a few games, and if they don't let him play on the second end of a back-to-back, or if Hayward's out on the second end of a back-to-back, then you're jumping all over LaMelo Ball here at 8,300. You know, Dre, you got to be paying attention. You got to have that RotoGrinders app so, like, you get the alerts.
Oh, yeah. No, I definitely do have that app up always, definitely for sure. So, I'm going to pay attention to news for sure, but I can't see. I mean, what was Graham's injury again? He hurt his foot. Was it his foot or his leg?
I'm pretty sure it was a foot. It was a knee. No, it was knee, wasn't it? Hold on, let me look.
I think it was his knee.
Now it was a kneecap injury.
Because I'm trying to think how realistic of a possibility he sits on a back-to-back. But if he does sit, though, that would definitely, like, you can't not like him a lot more.
Not because of that reason. Yeah, I think not only is it a back-to-back, isn't it 3-4? I think it's 3-4. I could be wrong.
Yeah, so. Yes, I think you're
Yeah, because they right. played on the 15th. They played Sacramento. So it's a 3-4, and it's the second end of – I think Graham potentially sits here.
I wouldn't be surprised if he does, but he – yeah, but he's played every single game. I think – but his minutes might be extremely limited if he does. So I still like taking this chance on LaMelo Ball in this and see what happens.
Yeah, and also, like, Graham is at, like, 10 minutes right now, and they're down by 17 in the third quarter. So, like, maybe he doesn't play as many in the third quarter.
Yeah, he's going to – they're not going to bring him back probably.
No, he's in the game right now. There's 7 minutes to go in the third, and they're down 17. So he's in the game right now. He's at around 10 minutes. So it's just – we should get this news. We might not get it before 7 o'clock lock, but we'll get this news. And there's three games you can kind of play around with on this 10 o'clock area. The Lakers side of things here, you know, LeBron 10-7, everybody out, and we're getting like point guard LeBron, you know, triple doubles now in back-to-back games. This is another matchup that he could definitely exploit. What are your thoughts on the Lakers?
Yeah, LeBron's just an easy play. I really also love Harrell in this matchup. He's been crushing lately. He's been this on a tear. I don't see why it stops tonight. He should definitely exploit Zeller and be able to take advantage of that matchup when he comes in off the bench. And I also don't mind taking a little bit of shots on Kyle Kuzma. I know he's a little bit priced up at 6K, but just in minutes he's going to play, and we already know who majority is out. It should be he should be good because Morris is out too. Yeah, so the minutes should be guaranteed for Kuzma. So at 30 minutes of Kyle Kuzma against Charlotte, he should. I hope, I don't want to say, I want to say he's going to get 30, 50, I mean 35, 40 minimum, but it should be not hard pressed for him to do that. And also I like taking GPP shots of Talen Horton-Tucker. He's someone at 3,900. He's going to, with Caruso out, he's been playing, he played I think 28 and 26 minutes on the last two games with Caruso being out. So I expect to have the same type of, playing time for him, and he always has the upside. He's a great potential GPP winner and sleeper.
Let's play the morning grind game, and then we'll get out of here. We'll be using DraftKings pricing, and it's always fun. Dre, I always like hearing your side of things, man. Hopefully you continue to run hot here. What's your favorite play under 5K to go 7X? I know it's night before, but who are you looking at down here?
Under 5K for 7X. You know, I'm going to take a stand. I'm going to take a bold pick. I'm gonna say that all the Nick guards are out, and I'm gonna go with Alec Burks.
Well, I should join you and say Frankie Ntilikina, just to be on that same stand with you. Listen, if we get news that happens, I'm definitely there. I'm gonna go. Man,
it's hard down there.
No, I hate using this guy because for so long I was the whisperer. So anytime like I mention this guy, I get like 25 tweets when he doesn't hit 7X. I'm going to go KCP. I think this is a good matchup for him against Charlotte. We know Caruso's out. I think KCP plays 27 to 30 minutes in a close game. He's 3,800. I just need him to hit a few threes at that price. So I'm going to go KCP. I'm already like envisioning all the tweets coming my way. Over 8K to go under 5X. Who's your bust today?
I'm gonna say Shy. I know the matchup is great against Atlanta, but he hasn't I don't know. He just hasn't performed lately up to the standards that we expected him this season at all. So Shai's my pick.
Yeah, I'm taking a stand. I'm going Dame. I'm taking a stand on him. Like, it's just happening. If he goes off, he goes off. If he doesn't, I look like a genius.
I was on the wrong side of that last year, so I know. So I can't. That's a little bit hard to risk.
You're not right every day. I've been doing this long enough where I think people appreciate taking stands more than being right every day. So,
Oh yeah, definitely, for sure.
Favorite 6X play. Who do you got today?
THT, Taylor Horton Tucker, as his favorite 6X play of the day. I should have put him as my 5K below, but I think he's definitely going to get 6X tomorrow for sure.
If this works, if I fade Lillard and I get this game right, I'm gonna go Devin Booker. I could even potentially use him as my Let's Get Weird GPP play of the day, just because I don't think a lot of people are gonna play Phoenix today. But I'm gonna go Devin Booker. 7,900 against Minnesota just seems too cheap. Like, he put up 58 against his team earlier this year. Like, the ceiling's there, the price is right. I'm gonna go Devin Booker. Let's get weird GPP play of the day. Who do you got?
I'm going to say I don't know how weird it's gonna be since we were talking about it. But people might not really be on him because of the price point being that high. But LaMelo Ball, I don't know how weird he's going to be. But I think, but like you said, the way we were talking about him, he might not be that high on. So I think he's definitely a weird GPP play. But if you want, I'll just take a stand with him.
Yeah, I think his brother Lonzo, I think he's super interesting as well. You know, 34 the first time he played Portland, 36 the other night, 6,900. If you can get that top end stuff. You watch Lonzo the other night? Just like some of the passes that he had the other night were just insane.
17 assists. It was a beautiful performance by him. That game was a great game. I think ever since his brother got into the league, he just had to step his game up and wanted to show that, you know, I am the better brother. I know he, but he's trying to. He's trying to show.
You got
to
appreciate that, but he's not.
No, we all know that. Yeah, and it's going to be interesting to see what they do, because I think he's a perfect fit in New Orleans, but I don't know if he's going to stay on the team, but. He's a great kid. He's a great point guard. I think he has a bright future and still going to be in the league a long time, wherever he ends up after this season. Hope he's with New Orleans still, though.
Any contest standing out to you on FanDuel or DraftKings today?
Since I've been on DraftKings today, I like the 3-max $200 entry. I know it's a little bit pricey, but it's a great contest. Only 333 people are in the contest. First place pays out at 12,000. Second place pays out at 8,000, and third at 5,000. So it's distributed amongst each other evenly. And you only have three lineups to enter in that contest where you can take a chance against the pros and see if you can win. So I like that contest a lot.
All right, I always try to find different buy-ins. If you haven't checked out FanDuel, they have a no experience players $3 tournament, 50 entry max. So if you're mainly a DraftKings player, maybe you need a change. Maybe you need to switch it up a little bit. I think this is a really good tournament. If you're a new FanDuel player, take advantage of this. Pays 28% of the field. If you're not a new FanDuel player, they do have a $5 single entry. I really like that as well. And a $1 single entry. So today is one of those days I'm just highlighting lower buy-in tournaments for different listeners. So try to mix it up. I went high dollar yesterday. I'll go low dollar today, and I'll find something in the mid range tomorrow. Any over under against the spread that's standing out to you?
I'm gonna go with the over in the Portland New Orleans game.
All right, I like it. give me Minnesota plus 10.5.
Ooh,
let's go.
That's a bold bet.
Give me the points. It'd probably be like 13 by the time I wake up in the morning. give me the points. Why not? Let's take a shot. Dre, any final thoughts before we get out of here?
No. Or just hopefully look at the slate. Remember, raw points matter tomorrow, and just try to figure out, take some stands, and hopefully make the best play tonight, and hopefully win some money.
That's going to wrap it up here for Thursday. Make sure you guys are checking Dre out on Twitter, BX Boogie Dre. Like I said, he's Drizzy26 over there on FanDuel. Crushing it right now. So appreciate you hopping on the podcast today. Dre, we'll have you back. I think you're back on next week as well. So that'll wrap it up here for Thursday. We'll be back on Friday. Make sure you guys are checking out the link in the description for the Monkey Knight Fight Bracket Mania Challenge. Again, let's go Gonzaga. that's it for me today. We'll be back tomorrow. Good luck, everyone, and we'll see you then.